It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and honestly, I apologize in advance for what's about to happen, but it's something that needs to be talked about. I mean, overall, the show is supposed to bring joy to people, but sometimes we have to have those serious talks that might be hard for some of us to handle. This past weekend, my wife, she didn't necessarily ask me. She kind of sent me more of an invite via email, which is really personal. Nothing says, hey, babe, I love you. I need you to do something really important for the rest of life for me by doing this.
Yeah, but I want to email you from downstairs or across the room so I don't have to actually talk to you.
Yes, that's how we do things in our marriage. Marriage goals. My wife asked me if I would be her legacy contact.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
Well, ladies, you should talk to your boyfriends if things get serious. If my wife, Lindsay, dies, of course I'll take care of our dogs, Benny and Paddington. But I will also take care of my wife's Facebook profile.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that seriously what that means?
What?
Yep, it is.
That's a thing?
It is. It's a good thing. It's sad, but have you had people die in your life and, like, their Facebook's still there?
Yes, and I still go and look at it.
Yeah, don't you just, all you do is, like, check a box or something that says, like, now this profile's in remembrance? I mean, you really have to, like, keep up with it?
No, but I mean, like, how do you do that? You don't have access unless you're a legacy person.
Are you going to comment on there as if you are Lindsay?
Like, man, you know, I know I've been dead for 3 years, but I have to tell you this about Joe. He was amazing.
See, I don't...
He was a lover, but gentle.
I just don't get this because, like, don't you guys have your significant other's passwords for everything?
No, I will
I don't.
Never
I know.
Give out
I'm
passwords.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
I do have the Egyptian cell phone, like, his PIN number to get into his phone, but I don't know his individual, like, Instagram or Facebook passwords and stuff.
Do you know his ATM number?
No, but he does know mine.
What?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, there's no money in Alex's account.
Yeah,
there's
that's
nothing
true.
To worry about. The Egyptian's the money man over here. Yeah, if you were wondering, a legacy contact is someone you choose to look after your account if it's memorialized, like if you pass away. Once it's memorialized, your legacy contact will have the options to do things like write a pin post letting people know, like, oh, hey, by the way, Becky's dead. So we all know that. But I mean, they can also update your profile picture, your cover photo. They can request the removal of the actual account, like get it taken down for you if that's something that you'd want. And they can actually download a copy. This is kind of cool, Alex. You can download a copy of their entire Facebook profile. So all those pictures, for example, that you want.
Yeah.
I don't know about all those messages. Maybe you were cheating on your boyfriend or your girlfriend. Maybe you don't want to see those DMs going down. But it's kind of cool. I was like, wait a minute. My wife must really trust me.
I guess so.
That's
you are her husband.
Stop.
So I hate to, like, put it in everybody's face how good my marriage is going right now. But relationship goals right there. Now, what would happen? What would you want done if, like, God forbid you passed away? Would you want Liv's Facebook profile? Would you want Alex's Facebook profile just hanging around? What would you want done?
No, I would love to delete my Facebook now, so but I can't because of work. So I mean, when I'm dead, I just delete it, please.
Make me your legacy contact. I'll kill you right now on there. It'll be over.
That's how the government is stalking us.
I'm gonna be so famous when I die that, like, my Facebook's gonna be worth millions of dollars. So
okay, well, hey, we all have dreams. We all have goals right there. So just that's something to talk about when you're doing life insurance. Make sure you have a good legacy contract in place with your family.